Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Gettle. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Reeb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is hit by the pitch. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vico moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vico scores. Newhouser moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Murray pinch hits for Al Gettle. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vico hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Berry moves to second. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Clark scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Indians. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vico hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Hank Reeb. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive towards first. Robinson catches it and steps on first to double up Vico. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby strikes out. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Russ Christopher now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mayo moves to third. Kell moves to second. 2 outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wakefield moves to second. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Hal Wagner. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ruth Gentry now pitching. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-4 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wakefield strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.